Right.
Hello. All right. Am I visible in the? Am I audible in the back? All right. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining in. I'm going to be talking about Hugging Face ecosystem for local AI ML. When I started to like write these slides, it was more supposed to be like a talk more about like Hugging Face, the libraries that we have, and so on. But as I started sort of finishing the slides, it became more as a snapshot in time of where we are as a community of local AI ML engineers, frameworks, models, and so on as of today. So I hope like you take it more as a snapshot and where we are, and through time we sort of look back and see like where we were back in 2020, which year is it? Five, and so on. Cool. Who am I? I'm VB. I lead on-device and open-source collaborations at Hugging Face. I am a local LLM enjoyer, most of you. So a lot of my day-to-day work involves working with our partners like Meta, Google, and so on to bring the llamas closer to you, to bring the Gemmas closer to you, and so on. And so forth. I build a lot of glue work, which means I make tools work better together through our ecosystem of libraries or through our contributions and so on. So just a quick sort of poll. How many of you have run an LLM or a model on device? All right. What in the right room? Perfect. Just to showcase like what is possible like right now, I'm just going to do a quick demo of running an LLM on web GPU. Ah, wait. If only I ever figured out how exactly this works. OK, perfect. So this is a very quick demo of running a 1.7 billion parameter model on the browser using web GPU. And this is powered by MLC, which is powered by TVM. And the idea behind this is a very simple idea, wherein you take some huge amount of unstructured text, or in this case, very small, define a schema. So in this case, I can. Is it visible now?
Or maybe the contrast, like the lights that are above.
In the interest of time, maybe. Yeah, okay. All right. So there's an unstructured text over there, which is essentially an issue where a person shows like this is the problem that they're facing, and then you define some sort of a schema, right? So for example, in this issue, we want to get like description, we want to assign some labels, and so on. In a non-ML world, you would do this with a series of if-else statements, some regular expressions, some control flows, and so on. But in this case, we're just going to throw this to an LLM, which is small LM2 in this case, and we ask it to take this text and like give us like a nice and pretty JSON out of it, right? And so what you see over here is that it created a title, missing password, whatever, description, labels, priority. It also like estimated like how much time it might take, and it like creates like a nice issue preview over here. Right. This all is just like two lines of LLM calls for the end user. However, in the back end, it's like thousands and thousands of lines of code written in TVM, which makes it possible for you to be able to do this. Right. And this is just one runner. This is just TVM. Similarly, we have other runners. Like there's of course like CUDA. There's of course Metal for like Apple and so on. Is it this one? Okay. So now that we've looked into like a very small like use case of what you can use some of these like sort of models for, how do you run stuff like this, right? There's like an entire ecosystem of first of all, sorry for the visually explosive slide here, there's an entire ecosystem of tools and apps through which like you can do a lot of this stuff. So first of all, my personal favorite is llama.cpp, which sort of like creates an ecosystem of tools. There's OLlama, there is LlamaFile, There's LM Studio, Pocket Pal, Llama CPP Python, Comfy UI, and so on. These are these, you know, like this is the ecosystem, like pretty much built on top of Llama.cpp, which is built on GGML, as Roma was talking about before. Then there is MLX. This is seemingly a new kid on the block. It's been, I guess, a year since MLX has been around. And you can, you know, it's specifically for Apple ecosystem and specifically for M series, you know, Apple chips. And there's, you know, support for vision language models, LLMs and so on. And there are some like third-party apps like LM Studio, Local Chat that you can use for running stuff on your phone or on your Mac and so on. Then there is Onyx Runtime. This is like this has been around for a long while. You know, it's actually before my time as well. They've been here like ancient. And there's an ecosystem of libraries that use it. So there is Onyx Runtime Web, through which you can do some web GPU stuff. There's normal Onyx through which you can run stuff on Metal as well as CUDA and so on. And there's an entire ecosystem of libraries over there as well. Then there's TVM. My example before was powered by that as well. They have a web GPU implementation called Web LLM. Then they have MLC LLM, which is both for deployments as well as for like local use as well. Then there's of course Whisper.cpp, which is also built on top of GGML. And there's like apps called apps like Mac Whisper, Super Whisper, and so on. Then, of course, more on like deployment side, there is like VLLM, TGI, there's also ZML, and so on, which is not on the slides, but I will add. But yeah, so that's like the that's like a not an exhaustive, but sort of like okay-ish representation of what kind of stuff we have going on right now. And now that we've seen like what the ecosystem looks like. What's like the typical workflow of running these models, you know, on device? And when I say on device, it could be anything ranging from like, you know, a Raspberry Pi to, you know, your Mac to even your Apple Watch, whatever it may be. The typical workflow, okay, this is where I need to get my, well, okay, it's fine, we don't need it. Okay, so typically you would go on like huggingface.co, like hf.co. It's like a hub of models, in case you don't know, where anyone can upload you know, models. In this snapshot, you can see some of the recent, like really, really good models like DeepSeek R1, there's Mistral Small 24B, a bunch of 3D models and so on. And typically you go on the hub, like you look for a use case. You can, you know, the use case could be text generation, could whatever it may be. Then you select an LLM of your choice. Let's say we choose like DeepSeek R1 Qwen 1.5B. It's a distilled model which DeepSeek recently released, and like a 1.5B version of it. And then you start chatting with it. A typical example of that would be that you just use like Llama CLI. So you do like Llama hyphen CLI HF, and then the descriptor of where the model is, its precision. Similarly, you can do it if you use Olama, then you can use like Olama for that as well. And typically, this is how the interface would look like. Not sure if you're familiar with the DeepSeek models. They are known to sort of think, quote unquote, or like reason. And this is like, I find this snippet very funny because I just say, hey, hey. And then it just like goes on like a thinking spree. It's like, was the user friendly to me? Was it approachable? And so on. It's like a, I find it like a really nice exercise to, or like just funny, plain simple. Anyway. Let's look at some sort of facts as of like how much like the usage of these models, or like how much do we see like Llama.cpp quants, which are like GGUF or MLX quants and so on, be used right now in this snapshot. So we see typically on the hub, we see multi-billion plus pulls every month, which means that roughly like a like more than like 2 billion pulls or downloads of these models are happening every month. I hope that this continues to increase. There are roughly 200,000 LLMs on the hub right now, which are spread across Llama.cpp, CPP, Quants, MLX, Onyx, and so on. Then there are for like GGUF, as you mentioned, as I mentioned, which is like the file format for Llama.cpp, there are roughly like 80,000 of those on the hub, which people are pulling, like as I mentioned up there, and we roughly see like 6 to 6.5 petabytes per day of egress on the hub, which is like people pulling these models, using them for either CI for their use cases, or in production, of course. Now comes the more sort of like meaty part, is like, how do you prepare these models, right? Like, these models in most cases are just, you know, a bunch of like PyTorch scripts in terms of like modeling file, and you have like either like safe tensors equivalent in terms of like model weights. And so like, how do you go from that to actually running them, you know, on device? Actually, I'm going to move this here. So you would typically like start with picking your desired LLM. Like, this could be Mistral, DeepSeek, pick your favorite one. This could be fine-tuned, so you could have like a fine-tuned model for your specific use case, or this could be pre-trained as, you know, the provider gave it. You would first check if it's supported in Transformers, which is a library by Hugging Face, which is typically used as the backbone for having all the modeling files, and then you would, you can use the model via PyTorch or Jax within that. Then you check if it's supported in any of the frameworks that you want to use it, which is, you know, Llama.cpp, MLX, Onyx, and so on. First of all, if the model is not supported in Transformers, you either open a pull request or you look through like existing pull requests to see if it's being added. Second, you check if it's there in like Llama.cpp, MLX, Onyx, whichever one that you want to use it with. If it's not there, you again like you search, you open a pull request or not, or like follow along. Assuming that you've made it so far, you convert the model to whichever specific format that they have. So in case of MLX, in case of Llama.cpp, it's the GGUF format. In case of MLX, it's the safe tensors format. In case of Onyx, of course, it is the Onyx format. Once the model is converted, the task is not just done. You wipe check if the outputs are good, if they match the original model, and so on. Spoiler alert, it almost never does in the first case, probably because of bad quantization or because the architecture is not supported properly or whatever. We will go through some of those in the next slide. Last but not the least, like, you double check the chat template. Chat template is how like the model knows like how to process like an input conversation, how to output, what kind of tools to use, and so on. This is also another one of those like risk vectors where you have an issue almost like 99% of the times. Then if you made it so far, maybe profit. This is like a fairly like complex process, especially when you have a new architecture or you have a non-standard architecture. Maybe it's a Mamba style model. Maybe it's like some linear attention that you might need to re-implement from scratch, and so on. And this is typically like whenever I'm like explaining someone like how to run like a new architecture. You know, like, this is how like it typically would sound like. And there's, of course, like, you know, it does sound simple if it's just five bullet points, but it's like, after having helped quite a lot of our collaborators and partners bring their permissive models to different frameworks, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. First of all, typically like tokenizers can go wrong. That's like which could be that just that the tokenizer does not convert well, or you know, there is an issue with the way it would tokenize certain Unicode characters, and so on. When Llama 3.1 was released, there was an issue with rope, because you know, when you scale from like smaller context to longer context, it could be that it's not supported properly for that particular architecture. Chat templates, this is, in my opinion, the root of all evil on this planet. I'm quite excited that now like Llama.cpp has support for Minja. Yes, and we can finally say say goodbye to a lot of these issues. Then there's of course like now like we see a lot of like we see a rise of multimodal models. You know, people who use the you know ChatGPT or whatever advanced voice mode. You see like there's new modalities that are like intertwined with the same LLM backbone. So you know there's. There's that which is like non-standard in Llama.cpp right now, and there's ongoing work on refactoring it and making it easy to bring vision language models and so on in. And of course, like if there is like new architecture, you know, like for example, DeepSeek R1 was a MOE, a mixture of expert, which was a non-supported architecture. So you know, adding support for that and so on. Here's just some examples which I quite enjoy. This is a PR from my colleague Pedro. When Llama 3 was released to Llama.cpp, there was a change in the tokenizer. This was supposed to be a seemingly two-line change, but actually, if you like later on, just maybe click on the ref and see how the PR sort of progressed. It became like a sort of seemingly complex PR just to get all the rough edges and like cases mapped. This is a fairly recent one to add support for DeepSeek V3 and R1 within Llama.cpp. Then this is done by Sun, who's also going to be presenting later today, who's a core contributor to Llama.cpp as well, where he adds support for the distilled models because distilled models had a different tokenizer. Nice. And so, how does this is just one slide about like how does like Hugging Face contribute to this ecosystem? Of course, we have the hub. It's like we host millions of models. We do not pass the cost or whatever of keeping these models up. We would continue to keep these models up and make them continue to have them be available for everyone for free. We have our core set of libraries. There's transformers, tokenizers. Safe tensors, Hugging Face Hub, and a lot of other libraries. These are the libraries that like all ecosystem players, be it MLX, be it Onyx, be it MLC, use in one shape or the form. We have specialized libraries for different backends. So there's optimum libraries for exporting to Onyx, to Neuron. Also to like TRT LLM and so on. We have some really specialized on-device libraries. So there's Candle, which is a framework which a good friend and colleague of mine, Laurent, wrote, which is cross-backend and scales quite nicely. There's an ecosystem of libraries on Timbuk as well. There's Mistral.rs and so on. And we have transformers.js, which utilizes Onyx web runtime for running LLMs and like models on the web. We have a slew of converter spaces, which you can use to create Llama.cpp, MLX equivalent models. And of course, we're core contributors to Llama.cpp, VLLM, TGI, and so on. As we go through this year, we want to sort of increase these quite a bit more, and we want to make sure that we help contribute to the ecosystem as much as possible. This is just a snapshot of like stuff that you can do on the hub. Like there's like open conversion spaces that you can use to create your own Llama.cpp quants and so on. Even if you want to create like simple iMatrix quants, you can do that just by going on this going on this space, you can just pass any Transformers model and it just converts it and gives it to you, and then you can use it as you want. This is just a snapshot of our optimized inference libraries. And I have like two quick sort of graphs from the hub about like how we see like llama.cpp and like how we see the craze of like on-device and like these like ecosystem players increasing. This is like the number of quants created like in a self-serve way. We are the space that I mentioned before. As you can see, like in April is when we started building it. In April, it was like roughly about like 600 quants created per month. And now you can see that it's well over like 2,000, 2,500. This is like people just like creating it on its own. I find it quite nice to see this graph every now and then to see like how much interest there is by people and so on. Another one, this is very interesting for those who are interested in like development on like Apple Silicon. This is MLX. You can see that for the past 1 year, it's just been like grinding around there. These are like unique users of like MLX quants. You can see that they're like grinding around like all the way to like October, and then I don't know what happened in October, but it pretty much like quadrupled around that time. And in January, I also don't know what happened. It quadrupled or roughly 3x'd there again. So this is something which I'm monitoring quite closely to see like how we can help there and so on. This is my last slide. Going into this year, like what am I most excited about? There's, of course, there is Minja support or Jinja chat templating support in llama.cpp, and there's a multimodal revamp coming up in llama.cpp as well, which is very exciting. I'm quite excited about us shipping Transformers backend in both TGI and VLLM, which means that you don't really need to have different set of like architectures for it. There's a little push for DDUFs, which is like single file diffusion models. That's something that I'm quite excited to sort of scale in this year. More accurate sort of quantization schemes, better calibration for the existing quants, and leaner and easier packaging like what Llama file has been doing, also with like stable diffusion file and Whisper file and so on. That's it, and thank you so much.